thought that was pretty neat. I'm pretty impressed. Really impressed that so many of you have gotten up so early in this cold weather to begin a discussion of the future of music. Gives me great hope that diverse voices that might otherwise not be heard can be easily accessible to any fan who wants to find them around the world.
But we have gotten along very well, and we've worked very well in the interest of some of the people who've had so much pain in this world.
You got such a gentle way of giving.
Ever-present gentle power.
So inspired is his desire, how his shines.
I said, I need your help, and some things I can't help you on, you know, meaning the main political things.
Some people have ears to hear the cries of those in need.
Well, we need to get it out of politics and get the advice from the best people, because our system works better than any system in the world, but it still doesn't work as well as I'd like to see it.
One of the great things about the internet and other similar technologies is that virtually anyone can publish their own music worldwide at relatively low cost.
And it's all because of and help the poor see the face of
agony came home for all humanity, and from his a message so profound.
Virtuoso is a musician with real high morals. I know what a sextet is, but I'd rather not say. Even when the terminology is right, there can be some confusion about its implication. I think there may be a lesson about getting some things done in the right order for online entrepreneurs of all stripes. And finally, for those who forgot the small details, despite such confusion about the many points, it goes without saying that music, at least some style of music, is loved by everyone. Music is one of those fundamentally human things that touches our emotions and makes us feel more human. New music is being made ubiquitously by new technologies. New music is being made ubiquitously by new technologies. New music is being made ubiquitously by new technologies. New music is being made ubiquitously by new technologies. New music is being made ubiquitously by new technologies. It is on our computers, on the internet, and coming soon to our wireless phones and personal digital assistants. This can be a great boon to music fans, to musicians, and to the people who serve them both. But only if the latter, the intermediaries, remember that their reason to be is to serve the people they mediate between, namely the artists and the audience.
And the miracle of gives courage to us all. For the ones who try to hurt us only strengthen our resolve. We are holding hands together, for we share a destiny. Through the darkness and the danger, we will always be.
big music fan. I just love the way it echoes down the hall. And you can ask those who have visited me in my office and seen the stacks of CDs piled around my stereo. Some of the brave ones, or braver ones, have even listened to some of my songs. And of course, that got me hooked on. You have to really love music to do that, it seems to me. On the other hand, I started to love all other kinds of music as well. It was just something that's marvelous.
And it's all because of
because I don't particularly fit in any category. You know, they try to, you know, I do what I think is right, and I don't always fit into the round holes that some people think you got to fit into.
Everyday heroes.
They show us how much they care.
We're not doing a good enough job of helping some of the greatest people get their music out there. Of course, there's some that aren't so great, too. Luckily, I have a day job. For my own consumption. But it's a constant struggle just to stay alive to write this beautiful music. Just because you want to do the thing that you love the most. I'm not in it for the money, I'm in it to learn. So it's been a wonderful experience for me. Is it easy to do it the right way? Is that easy? I don't think so. And there is a lot more experimentation with downloads. I hope they will continue beyond the beta testing stage to full-scale deployment. As all of this experimentation shakes out.
But the world still waits and wonders, will we rise or will we fall? As we bury fallen heroes, many broken hearts must heal. But in the ruin and the rubble, our spirit is revealed. A man
I'm excited about the future of music in the dawning digital world, which is kind of a sad thing. Everything ranging from rap and rock to the highest of classics, as both a consumer and as a creator. I also know something about prejudice in the music field. Many of the outlets that handle inspirational music will not handle mine because they don't believe the but that's the attitude, because I wonder how many musicians and composers and writers are not being heard just because I believe that it is of fundamental importance that we recognize that copyright grants rights to people and imposes responsibilities on makers and users of music for the benefit of both. I think both sides in licensing disputes need to sit down and resolve their differences in creative ways that will provide benefits for artists and music fans while allowing the intermediaries to add value along the way.
From the smoke and from the ashes,
After the long, long betrayed, beaten and mocked and scorned.
Look, this man is dangerous. And even when they knew he had done some awful things, the most they did was... Well, you know, I don't know where they're getting their information, but I'm on the Intelligence Committee, and then it's going to be really costly to resolve the problem, and it may be costly in the order of millions of lives.
Descending into gross darkness, then claiming the victory.
His ability to disrupt, to stop the plot, to annihilate, and frankly, anybody who says that we've got him contained, is not living in the real world. The whole world's going to be destabilized.
We have seen the hand. We have shed a nation's tears. We have felt a threat to freedom and to all that we hold dear. Now a mighty wave is growing as we hear our country's call.
And, there's some real irritations from time to time. You're not going to make it into the program, and anybody... needs help, I'm there to try and help.
But it's a constant struggle just to stay alive to write this beautiful music. Gives me great hope that diverse voices that might otherwise not be heard can be easily accessible to any fan who wants to find them around the world. Now, there's much great music that will never sell at the level of Metallica or NSYNC.
So many years to spare, as it is, contrast everywhere, but the world is on your
Hey, Senator, he said, that's beautiful. He said, but the brothers won't sing it.
He suffered.
But I think more of it can survive in this new world.
After the tears release.
That is good for artists. That is good news for music fans.
Those who would divide us could not realize that from the...
And after our hearts are broken, spirit can be received.
But now let me get down to some of the technicalities and some of the problems that we have today in the field of music. The internet, for instance. Through which the new music will be delivered are significantly narrowed by gatekeepers who limit access to or divert fans to preferred content, a unique opportunity will be lost for both the creators of music and their fans. That is why I think it is crucial that policymakers be vigilant in keeping the pipes wide open. Let's all just make more beautiful music and get it disseminated, and hopefully everybody can get rich from writing music.